Welcome to Beyond the Frontline Podcast, where your hosts, U.S. Air Force veterans, Donna Hoffmeyer and Jay Johnson, will help you transition from the front line to the home front. Listen every other Wednesday, as they will bring great conversations, resources, tips, and feel-good stories that will resonate and relate. Now, here's your hosts, Donna Hoffmeyer and Jay Johnson.
Hey, everybody, it's Jay Johnson from Beyond the Frontline. It is so good to have you with us and listening to us for this episode. As always, I feel like we begin this way. We've got another great one teed up. Although I think you're going to find it interesting and you'll probably be like, where do they come up with these topics? But I'm sitting here with my one and only partner in crime, the one that constantly keeps me on my toes and makes sure that we gather, if you want the truth, to do these episodes. I'm here with Donna Hoffmeyer. Donna, what is happening in your world?
Woo! What isn't happening in our world? It's not just my world.
I know, that's true.
Like, seriously, we met up today and yep. I haven't seen you. Well, no, we had dinner the other night.
Yeah, the other night. Families got together.
Yeah, we did have dinner. But I mean, before that,
we went like a week where it was just, we were all over the map.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. Your business is taking off more. Mine is starting to kind of sprout. And then we come together here and whatever other little thing we have going on.
I don't
on.
Think yours is just sprouting. I think it's got like saplings all over the all over the map right now that are taking root.
I just hope they don't all take root at the exact same time, because that might get a little dicey.
Yeah, but you know what? I think some of that's good too. What'd you it say is. To me the other day? I think it was you that what said it to me.
If it was profound, it was me.
Yeah, oh, for sure. If you wanna get something done, ask a busy person. Wasn't that you that said that to me? Or did someone else say that to me?
I don't know, but oh my God.
Does this sound profound?
No, but what, yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah, it does actually. That was the wrong answer. No, it actually made my little ADHD brain jump here. So my daughter was like the quote person yesterday. My daughter's in fifth grade. Fifth grade is quite the interesting year. I've been told by teachers, I'm witnessing it myself. And so yesterday, I'm going to try to summarize the story, but she said that there was a student, a boy there that had a crush on a girl, got a note passed to her, but it wasn't from him. It looked like it was from him, but it was from his two buddies that were playing a joke. And they put on it, rate me from 1 to 10. And the girl put 7, right? And so she's telling my husband and I, and we're like, hey, 7's good, right? And I guess this little boy got notice of it and was kind of bummed. And Bianca's like, hey, you need to, get past the 7 to become a 10.
Well, there you go. There's a ceiling that he hasn't reached. So she's like, she's just laying
you got
it
potential.
Out there.
You just get past the 7 to get to the 10.
What's sad or funny is I can picture Bianca saying that, actually, right? I can picture it. I can see her facial expressions even as she probably said that. So
yes, she told me she was a love expert yesterday.
Oh, the love expert. That's hilarious.
So yeah, I thought that was cute. So it actually fell in line. I didn't even think of it till now, but it falls right in line with what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, which is really good. So why don't you, if you're ready, tee that up for everybody. So, and they're probably gonna have quizzical looks on their faces where they're at.
But. So we're talking about growth plans today. And it sounds formal, we say growth plans, right? But basically mapping out a way that we can tangibly follow to help us grow, right? Yeah. And that, looking it up, it can be personal growth plans, business growth plans, right. Employee growth plans. Right. I mean, there's all kinds of growth plans, but I think for us, we need to focus more on the personal growth plans, because we're talking, this can apply to everybody, as always. Our audience can be everybody, but we do put a veteran focus on this. True, and true. So for our transitioning veterans and our veterans that are out, how do we do growth plans? And Jay and I, this came up because Jay and I had a conversation a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And Jay talked about growth plan. And I'm like, what growth plan? And he's a smidge more organized than I am. Mm. And he says, well, I have like a personal growth plan. And then he's like, we should do this as a podcast. I said, yes, we should. So I probably have a very informal and deconstructed, that's the fancy way to say it, a deconstructed growth plan.
Which is okay.
Which means that I haven't really sat and thought hard to put it on paper. But after you and I talked, now it's starting to come into my head. And I'm all like, you know, I need to think about this. Like, what am I trying to improve upon? So you got me thinking.
Well, that's good.
On this podcast, I'm going to talk to you and you're going to be the expert in growth plan.
Well, let me just,
your personal growth
plan. I was going to say, let me just preface. I am never going to position myself as an expert in it, but it is something I've been using for 6 or 7 years. And Donna, as you were talking, it made me think two things you said. One, you said an employee growth plan. I love that. I actually had a coaching client 2 years ago that she ended up doing that for her employees and then leading them through that and then meeting with them regularly. And they loved it.
Oh, wow.
They got to have input into it. She didn't just write it out for them and hand it to them and say, here's your growth plan.
Right.
She explained to them why she felt it was important. They had input to it and something they met over. But I love that you brought that in. Yeah. And then the second thing you said, yours is more, what'd you say, deconstructed?
Deconstructed.
Deconstructed. But the fact is you've thought about it. And just to put thought into what maybe some of your growth needs or goals are, is more than most people.
Yeah.
So I think that's good. That's celebratory is what I would say.
Well, and that's funny you say that too. So as I was kind of scanning things, who would be the first person, big named person that you would think of for growth?
Oh, there's a bunch.
Like big, super.
Well, I can name some because I know they do it. I mean, John Maxwell, my mentor, Tony Robbins.
There you go.
I mean, these are people that
the
operate
big guys,
in that.
Right?
Yeah, they operate in that area.
So ironically, I was kind of looking up that Tony Robbins and the different growth plans. And he has his entire empire is on growth. I mean, that's what the whole tens of thousands of people come to these. I don't know if it's a conference, but it's sort of, but they all come in for that,
true.
To motivate them. And if you don't know Tony Robbins, he's the man that gets people to walk across fire, like the coals, the fire walking.
Yeah.
And they do it without amazingly burning their feet and whatnot. So
I'm not doing that.
You know what?
That's not part of my plan.
It's just an adrenaline thing. You have to get the adrenaline.
I can do a lot of things that can be adrenaline that don't require me to stand on hot coals.
So I want to know how many paramedics they have on standby. From a nurse perspective, I'm like,
probably a lot. Now, I like it, Donna. What I was thinking about too is if I was a veteran listening to this, I'd be like, so why do I need one? And here's just a thought I had before we stepped into today is, I think employers look for people who aren't stagnant. I think employers very much like to see somebody that's still out there investing in themselves, because when you're interviewing then and they see you as a good fit for their company, they know they're getting somebody who is evolving and who's going to bring this transformational change into what they're doing as well. And I think that is really a endearing quality that people look for.
I think it's more important now than ever.
Yeah.
Because we are in a time right now where employees are not tolerating toxic environments.
Right.
They're not tolerating poor work environments anymore.
Well, are we talking about the government or are we talking about everyone other than government? I'm just kidding, Uncle Sam.
Okay, back up. Yeah. The civilian sector right now is not, the workers are not tolerating that stuff. Military kind of gets stuck with what they get stuck with.
Any of my dear friends in government, I was just having some fun. That was self-deprecating because I've been in some environments. I know that's not all.
No.
It's not every environment.
No, not at all. But it does exist.
It exists.
So anyways, I think that these people they have a demand for better, which is good. But if they are going to have a demand for better and want better, the employers are also going to say, okay, here's my expectation. And they want to see this. They want to see the person that's growing. They want to see the person that is trying to better themselves, because they know if they're a good employer, but if they invest in that they're going to probably have a better chance at longevity with that person.
Right.
Yeah. So I think it's a two-way street right now.
There's a great quote because you said I know I can't help it. I think it's Zig Ziglar. He said, the only thing worse than training your people and losing them is to not train them and keep them. right? Yeah. So training, if you think of it from a growth perspective, what are we trying to do? We're trying to equip them with some new skill or knowledge, right? So yeah, I don't know why that quote just hit me as you were
saying.
But
it's a good quote. But another thing that comes to my mind when we talk about growth, right, is that we will spread that onto other people, like our children. So it's very funny that the other day, Bianca with her, get past the 7, you'll be a 10, right? And she was actually talking to this boy and telling him, like, you need to look at that in a positive way. 7 is really good. And trying to give him this positive feedback. And I was looking at my husband, he's looking at me, and I'm kind of smirking that she was taking the time with this person
She's
to encourage them.
Yeah.
Too smart some days.
But
she could communicate with them. And I thought, well, God, that's pretty impressive. So if we are learning the tools, right, on growth, and we are investing in ourselves, invariably, we're actually going to invest into other people.
I agree with that.
I mean, it really.
Well, what's that saying, Donna? I mean, it's that we become the product of the 5 people we spend the most time with.
Yeah.
So when we grow, the chances of those who spend time around us also growing is increased, right? I think that's 100% true of what you're saying.
And then it turs into the collective.
I mean, they eventually. say, if you spend time with 5 millionaires, you'll be the next millionaire. That's what they say. Because these
are
people,
you a millionaire?
I'm not. So you need to go find a different circle to operate in. But you know, they say that if you're around people who are successful, there are things that they do. And I'm going to talk about one of these people that I learned from, actually, who's long gone, but he captured some of these success principles. And in that, if you stay in kind of study of those things and apply them into your own life, it can yield good results and
yeah. And one thing to think about, so I can tell you that it doesn't have to be like this national announced thing. It's a very personal.
That's 100%
personal
true.
Thing. Like, I see people announcing everything that they do. They're shouting it from the mountaintops and hey, more power to you. I mean,
right. I had dinner. Look what I had for dinner.
Yeah. Or whatever milestone they accomplished, they're announcing. And that is all completely fine. I'm not a shout from the top of the mountain kind of person. I'm a little quieter with that. I mean, y'all hear me yap all day and I get that. And anybody that meets me, I'll probably talk their ear off, but there is an introverted side to me.
I see that from you.
Yeah. And I don't put that all out, but I internalize and I take growth very seriously and I watch. I mean, I used to tell people in meetings all the time, I'm like, it will scare you to know that I listen twice as much as I talk. And it scares them because they see how much I talk and they're like, dang. But I do pick up on subtleties and little things and things that
you've
don't
done
even
that
realize.
With me just in casual conversation.
Well, just in comments, like a situation will come up. And I will see like how in my head I'm getting ready to handle it. And then somebody will handle it another way. And I'm like, that was much better. And I internalize that for my growth. Like, that person took a breath and put a positive spin on that and got a better outcome.
Instead of emotionally responding in a moment.
Yeah,
right?
I was ready to take them off at the
knees. Mel Robbins, no relation to Tony, to the best of my knowledge, Mel Robbins has a book out there and a talk she does called the 5-second rule for that very reason, right?
Yeah.
Just taking 5 seconds to process before responding, taking 5 seconds to calm your emotions before responding can be a big deal.
Yeah. And taking a step back, like that is something that I was never super good at. Like I was like, let's go. You want to talk it out? Let's talk it out. And really what I was doing was kind of being confrontational more than anything.
A little bit forceful. Maybe,
yeah. Right? And so in my growth, a scenario comes up and I'm like, I need to think about that. And so just give me, it depends on what it is, right? Maybe I need a minute or two. Maybe I need a couple weeks. Maybe I need a couple months. It depends what I'm processing.
I've literally said that to people before, right? I'm going to need a little time. I don't want to respond in a way that creates greater confusion or leads to confrontation. Mm-hmm. And so give me a little space to kind of work through this.
The more emotional something is, the longer time I need.
Yeah, I get it.
So, you know, and that's my work. You can do it quicker, but.
But I love that you're talking about it is very individualized and personal. Mm-hmm. So what they're going to hear is we start to talk and I share what I do. It's a way. It's not the way. It's a way. It's one of
yes.
numerous things out there you can do. And just to circle back on this one piece, Donna, back to why veterans may want to do this. You heard Donna previously say she took a year to decompress after retiring. And I didn't do that. I wasn't even afforded that. But if you're decompressing, I mean, one of the things you may want to do, especially if you have GI Bill benefits, is go out there and just pick some random classes, something you're interested in that just keep your mind percolating and taking it. Yeah, I mean, those are great. And some of that's built into my plan as well that I'm going to share. But
yeah.
this, and then those things can be captured
yeah.
either in a resume or can be brought out during an interview where you're applying for your dream job. And that's a good thing.
If you have seen currently what's going on right now is they're vetting the next Supreme
I've seen that.
Justice, right?
Right.
So I caught this little snippet. I can't say I've been following it super close, but I have been following it from the side a little bit. I like her energy. I do like this person's energy, right? And she actually said to them that she took up crocheting and knitting. She just recently started doing that. Her mother's a master crocheter. She took it up because the events, the vetting process and going to these hearings, you know, are very stressful.
Sure.
And so she says, you know,
that's a way to
I took this up to relieve stress, right?
Well, there you go.
She doesn't crochet. She didn't. Now she does. She's learning this right now and she's that's finding good. It relaxing.
That could be learning to play a musical instrument,
yep.
right?
You play getting back to it.
You play the flute, yeah. The flute. But yeah. somebody might want to learn the guitar or the bass yeah. or who knows, but the keyboards, right? I think all of those things are growth when you're taking on anything new. It's pulling you out of your comfort zone mm-hmm. and it's growth. And the whole aspect of having a plan is because there's intentionality behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, Donna, I've done this for 6 years. Every December is when I draw out my new plan for the new year. It's a roadmap for me.
Well,
I use that.
You just led into what we need to talk about
okay,
next. So
okay,
let's talk about your growth plan. Like,
okay.
what do you do? And I'm going to preface
sure.
that when Jay said it to me, what I liked about his growth plan is that it is not complicated and it makes sense to me. And I'm like, oh, that's easy. Mm-hmm. And it's not overtasking and kind of enjoyable. I actually just downloaded a book today.
Oh, very good. Well, and I don't follow anyone's model or template to the best of my knowledge. I don't remember how this first arrived in my awareness. I'm sure I learned it from one of my mentors,
yeah.
but I just sat down and crafted my own, what I wanted in it. So that's why we want you to understand that our listeners is back to the individualization. Again, you're going to hear what mine looks like right now, but yours can, you may say, oh, I like that aspect, but I don't necessarily want that. Well, what do you want? You get to lay it out. So here's what I do, Donna. First of all, I do believe that reading is not just for us. Some people find reading relaxing. I can't say that's necessarily me, but I enjoy reading because my retention is pretty good. And there's nothing that warms my heart more than to be in conversation with somebody. They express a need and I'm able to unpack something that I read somewhere that may now guide them or serve them in that moment. A lot of times I do recommend books and will say, hey, you know what I hear you talking about? I really recommend you pick this book up because.
It makes good conversation.
It does.
It makes interesting.
It does.
I enjoy reading. I really do.
Yeah.
And actually a project that I'm working on has to do with writing and reading. And my husband just teased me the other day and said, well, he goes, you haven't been really reading any books for like enjoyment. I'm like, I'm reading one right now. And he's like, it's for work. And I'm like, but I'm enjoying it.
Which is good. So this is what I do every December. Hear me out, everybody. There is a book I read every single December. And this is mostly because of my entrepreneurial bent. And I'm sure there's others out there that would serve you, but the one that serves me is a book written in the 1920s, released in the early 30s. It's called Think and Grow Rich. And the author is Napoleon Hill. And whether the rumor is true or not, it's rumored that Napoleon Hill met Andrew Carnegie, the steel magnate. And Andrew Carnegie said, you know what, Napoleon, if I were you, I would go out and interview some of the most successful people in our society and find common traits between them and capture that in a book. And Napoleon Hill, spent time interviewing Thomas Edison and Henry Ford and Woolworth and Bridgestone and these incredible people of the time. And he consolidated it into a series of books initially. I can't recall the name of the series of books, but eventually it was consolidated all the way down into one book, Think and Grow Rich. Every December, I read that book cover to every December, cover to cover, including the foreword at the beginning and the epilogue at the end. And there are several chapters that I read multiple times. I begin, I think it's chapter 9 on persistence. And I read the chapter on persistence. That's where I start. And then after I've read it, I go all the way back to the beginning of the book and then read it cover to cover. And people are like, why would you do? Because it takes persistence to do most things in life. So look, that book happens in December. But as I'm crafting my growth plan in December for the following year, I pick a book a month that I'm committed to reading. And when I say reading, to those of you listening, I do still prefer a physical book in my hand. I'm the kind that will dog ear pages. Donna's an author. She probably is cringing hearing me say
no. I do it too. No, I do that too.
But I highlight, I underline with a pencil, I write in the margins, but I will write out a book a month at a minimum that I'm going to do. If I'm able to squeeze more in, fantastic. But here's what I do, Donna. Some of them are for my professional growth. Maybe it's a marketing book. Maybe it's a book on coaching. Maybe it's a book on trust, emotional intelligence. Some of them will be for something that I'm just curious about. Maybe it's a domain that I haven't really entered, but I'm trying to just learn about it. Mm-hmm. So I'll add some of those books to the list. Sometimes it'll be a book that, you know, is more just encouraging or affirming. Brené Brown is someone you and I've talked about in the past. Mm-hmm. I read a book of her several years ago that was called Imperfections.
Says a lot.
Yeah, but that one really helped me a lot, because I know there's things that I don't do well, but instead of viewing them as a downside, her book really kind of helped me see these things as what make me uniquely me and to be embraced. So these imperfections, when I read that book, to me, didn't become these weights. I think if I was to give you all a visual, they weren't weights that I was carrying around. So a book a month, that's where I start. What do you take away from that part of
the process? Awesome. I mean, how do I process it? I'm processing. I actually process stuff quick normally, but no, book reading. I'm a huge advocate of book reading. I went to Kindle because we were breaking the shelves in our house. And like, seriously, with the weight of the books.
Oh, right.
We were breaking the shelves. They've fallen.
Shoved in closets.
Yeah.
I've got tons and tons.
So I broke down and went to Kindle, and yes, here I am.
Oh, are you downloading them to replace the hard copy, or you're just saying, just from this point forward, you're trying to?
I still like to buy books. Yeah, if you find me in a bookstore, I'll actually go around, look for old first editions, and I like to do stuff like that.
Well, I love that actually too. I feel like I need to say this to the listeners though, Donna, is some of you maybe listen and go, okay, Jay, you like a physical book. Donna likes a physical book. I don't have time for that, dude.
Audio.
Okay, audio. I mean, I have audio downloaded on my phone, and we're here in the San Antonio area. Some of you may be in smaller communities, but a ton of our time driving somewhere is spent in traffic. So I will.
Audiobook.
I don't do it always, but I like music too, but I will pull it up. Yeah, listen to, maybe you're listening to our podcast as you're driving, but podcast can be a great way to grow. So maybe you want to map out a podcast that you want to
add to your... I just downloaded a podcast today, and it was basically, so like, I mean, I'm startup business, sure, right? And so I'm a lot of over my head and a lot of stuff. And I downloaded this podcast that this person goes basically to different entrepreneurs, and they talk about the down and dirty, how they started. It's validating, because I'm hearing, well, yeah, I had this job while I was starting this, and I had to do this for 2 years.
Fantastic.
And I was like, oh, because how many times did I come to you and go, oh my God, nothing's happening? He's like, you just did that 2 weeks ago.
Give it a chance. I think I said to you, quit going out and digging up the soil to see what the seed's doing, right? Give it a chance to ferment.
To germinate, right?
Germinate, that's the word, not ferment, germinate.
I don't want it.
Not ferment. No. That's something different I do on the weekend. I drink things that are ferment.
That's when the business is, I think. term is. I don't know.
Well, look, if it gave all of our listeners a laugh, then I fulfilled my job. So
growth is in many different areas. But what I'm finding is that when I'm growing in one aspect, it kind of spills into aspects. I can honestly tell you, I'll be straight up front. I've watched people that are selling growth this, selling that, and I'm like, oh God, not this person. And they have their cheesy commercial and they're uber happy. And you're like, yeah, I know you. You go home and kick the dog. Don't sell me that.
No.
Right? Well, but I mean,
I hear you.
I'm being real. When you're still, when you're trying to figure it out, and you see this growth and people are trying to offer it to you and trying to explain it to you, and it sometimes can come across cheesy and salesman like okay, like life is that good, or life is, you're looking how to disprove it.
You're beginning with a little skepticism.
What did we have? Dr. Novi was on, he called it the
I'll use mine because I don't remember exactly what he said. I refer to myself as a pessimistic optimist.
Skeptic.
That's what he calls it. That's what he calls it. I begin with a little, hey, I don't know, but I'm still hopeful and optimistic that it is going to prove to be what they say it is.
Right. And so I can tell you, I said, I'm introverted side. So I look at that and I'm skeptical and I see them uber happy. Like, I don't trust uber happy. I'm just going to be straight up with you. If you're uber, uber, uber happy, and that's different from perky, I'm telling you. I'm immediately like, uh-huh. So, but I still listen and I still watch, and I might take one of those things and kind of over here, try it out and go, huh, there might be something to that, right?
Yeah.
And then build on it. If I could give a visual, like the way I learn is building blocks, or maybe think of a core and then I just keep adding around it. That's how I build. There's people that are linear. They learn from the beginning to the end. Right. I jump in the middle and I tack stuff on it.
I get it.
It's true.
And it's important for everyone to listen. And we do all learn differently, by the way.
Well, and so that's part fair. Of your growth is being aware of yourself.
What works best for you.
What works for you, what your limitations are, owning some of that crap. And then once you're doing that, then how do you work to improve it? And it doesn't have to be complicated. It can just be quietly trying a different way, and it can be small. And that's really what mine would be, I would say.
I like it a lot. I'm just going to list a couple of the books on the list that maybe y'all listening will want to go check out. This month, I happen to be reading Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink. And he's a former Navy SEAL. It's a fantastic book. I recommend to any one of you. This is about owning your behaviors, your decisions, your company, your choices, all of those things. But it's a fantastic book.
I'm going to interject. I don't know why, but there's going to be something with the Navy, but more business ownerships, I see Navy. Any entrepreneurial thing, I see I don't know if it's just what I run into, but I do see, the book was written by Navy somebody. The company owned by successful. I don't know. It's just
our minds start to, what is that? The RAS, the reticular activating system for you has been kicked in for that. And you see that more frequently.
Why Navy?
Well, because something resonated.
Nothing against the Navy. I think they're all awesome.
I hear you.
Just interesting.
What else did I put on here? These one that I'll get to later this year in my growth plan is called Value-Based Fees. The author's last name is Weiss, Weiss. But that's about valuing yourself. If you're selling a product or service, it's about you making sure that what you're doing, the price point you're setting, is to value what you really put in. Because again, you're using your experience, everything you've learned up to that point. It's never just it's just my time for this moment. No, it's the accumulation of everything you've done up to that point that you're bringing in to serve these other groups and people.
I think that's a very good book for... I'm going to go get that book for transitioning
For
service
sure.
members, because we undervalue ourselves almost all the time. I mean, I just did it when I was doing the book launch, and somebody nicely kicked me in the butt and said, you're selling your book for what? No, you're not. That's insane. And thank God I listened, because now the fees went up.
Yeah.
My price point is at a point that I can negotiate stuff, and I'm actually sitting in a good spot. And if I wouldn't have listened, I would be underwater right now.
Yeah. No, it's good that you did that.
Yeah.
So there's the book part, everybody. I pick a book a month for the new year, and then I get that book and or download it on audio, and we'll listen to it. So that's one thing. Donna, I try to pick out a couple conferences a year. Now, I didn't realize till I printed my growth plan today to kind of share with you, and you can see it. It's in front of you, too. I have one conference that I personally host every year, but there are 4 to 5 big name speakers that change every year a part of that conference. So I get fed, me personally get fed attending that conference, but I also host it. And then I haven't found one, but generally I pick two. So I host one, but then I also want to be in a place where I'm the recipient of information that's being shared.
We're going to one.
We are? What are we doing?
The chamber.
Oh yeah, that's true. So Donna and I serve on a board of directors together, and they just notified us that there's an opportunity. Well, that's true. I hadn't thought about that, but that wasn't in my awareness when I crafted this plan. So there's still a question mark on my plan.
We'll go find another one.
We'll go find another. And then Donna, here's the other thing I add to my plan. What are new skills, services, or products that I want to roll out in the new year or develop in the new year?
So this is for your business though?
Yeah, mostly, because I will talk about some personal goals that I include on there too. That's the next category. But I have an interest in neuro-linguistic programming. That's something that when Dr. Novian was on, he and I kind of talked briefly about. I am fascinated by the human mind and how our language, the words we say, the things we do create a record. And I really do believe NLP is heavily based in a model developed in the 50s or the 70s, that talks about if you look at people who have success and you begin to mirror, literally do the things that they've done, you have a high likelihood drawing upon or achieving the same outcome. Mm-hmm. Maybe not exactly, but it's heavily rooted in that. So you start thinking about words we say to ourselves, speaking truth to life, right? Bringing it to life. The people who write sticky notes and put them on their bathroom mirror and every morning at words of affirmation, and they see that. So it's more than that, but NLP fascinates me, and it's in the world of psychology.
Yeah.
I wrote down that I already have an emotional intelligent assessment I use with clients. It's really easy to understand. I am certified to use the assessment, but I want to expand my emotional intelligence training background. So that's something I'm looking to do this year. And then I put other things on here. I want to roll out some training videos in my business, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
This segment isn't about those things I do, but these are things in my growth plan. But then, Donna, I conclude my growth plan by having personal goals. There's always health goals in there. This year, everybody, I'm looking at it. I said I want to complete 10 5K runs. I probably average right now 5 to 6. So I'm just looking to push it a little beyond that. I have a weight goal that's built in there. I have some fun things that I include in there to remind myself that we're human beings, not human doings. Yep, Donna knew I was going to say it. So I actually put on there, attend one bucket list concert.
We're going to the Spasmatics.
Nah, that's not my bucket list concert. But if you've never heard the Spasmatics, everybody should check them out. They are fun. They're an 80s group that dresses up as nerds, and they incorporate a lot of humor. I think the Eagles are out touring. I still really want to go see the Eagles.
Well, that'd be fun.
I had Garth Brooks on the docket last year, me and a friend that and he canceled his show 2 weeks before.
Because of COVID.
Because of COVID.
Dang, COVID.
So I think you get the idea, everybody. I include some family vacation things on there. But these are my inputs, me being intentional and committing to them. And then I share them with people because I want people to hold me accountable. So that's it, Donna. That was kind of, you hadn't seen my plan written before, like you just got a chance to, but those are elements that I shared with you when we initially talked and said, here's what I add on to mine.
Yeah. 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 And I said, I'm looking at it. It's seriously just a plain old piece of paper.
It's two sheets of paper.
Or a document. There it is.
That's 100% all I do.
And it's your personal.
Now I research when I'm picking the books, right? I go out there and peruse titles and look at the little brief summaries of what the book's about and then pick the ones that I want.
And I'll tell you, I was actually doing a little research today about this, like different ways. And if finances are tight, we're kind of in a period now where everything seems to be inflating, it's called BookBub. And I'll put it on our
thing. That'd be great. Yeah.
But BookBub is really cool. So what it is, it's a program that goes into I think it's Amazon. I don't know if it does all of them. I think it's Amazon it goes through and it finds all the book deals. So you basically go through and they ask you what you're interested in and you can pick your genres, pick everything.
Business, personal growth, whatever.
Yeah, a lot of my, I pick like nonfiction. I like nonfiction, historical fiction.
Me too.
I do like how to and certain self-help kind of books.
House renovations, because y'all were doing a little house renovating right now.
Well, that's
right?
For him. We have no stairs.
Donna's better half is deconstructing the house right now.
I just locked in. It was like just a cloud of sand. Like a dust. I was like, bye. But BookBub is really cool. You can get discount books all the time. So I put in, wanted to see how it worked. And I put in how to, they're like self-help books. And sure enough, there's a bunch that popped up. And this book was regularly $15.99 and that's $1.99 audiobook.
Oh, nice.
Deal. Sounds good. And I even looked up my book just to see. And sure enough, what happens is if you have a book that you want to get, but you want to save a little money and wait till it goes on sale, you put it on your wish list and BookBub will notify you
It
goes on sale. So like when mine first came out, it was at a discount rate. That would have shown up on BookBub for looking for it. Yeah. So it's pretty neat that you don't have to spend a ton of money.
That's right.
To be reading it. Another place to go to your library. You can go there and check out books.
I still have two library memberships and enjoy going. And
You can go request books there. You can go to their little.
Somebody told me it's a great place to meet people. So I go all the time see if I bump into. You know, it used to be the grocery store. They would like meet in the produce department, bump your card in. So I go hang out at the library.
Library like hookup. There we go.
A book geek.
That's right.
No, Donna, I love that though. I think you're exactly right. Those are some good options. And I heard you say you're going to put that in.
I put some of this in. I was just
so it'll go
notes.
Into what we release with this episode though. You're saying they can read it and see where to go.
I think if there's anything I could say is don't make it complicated.
That's right.
Don't make any of this complicated. I can't remember this. Tony Robbins has four areas of growth. It's personal, emotional, intellectual, and I can't remember the fourth one. There's another
one. I've seen what he does too.
Yeah. There's a fourth one. If you're just kind of like feeling this out, don't jump in and do four different areas, like boom, hit it all at once. Or if you want to hit one thing,
that's
in
right.
Each area,
crawl before you walk. Yeah. Walk before you run. Maybe you're just going to do a book a quarter. If you're not really a reader, just commit to doing something and see if that starts to
join a book club.
That's true too.
We did actually in my last job when I first got there. I've been there about a year, and we had there was six of us from across where we worked at different areas, different offices and whatnot, and we had a little book club. And we would read some growth book of sorts. And we would turn the ship around. Great, great book. I love that book.
Navy book. It just keeps coming into your awareness.
But it was a great book. I know my friend Ryan right now is laughing because she was a prior Navy prowler pilot. And so
she's applauding, yelling.
Yeah, she'll
right
give
now,
me
going,
crap.
Darn right.
We did this little book group. And it met like once a month, I think. And we used to go to a restaurant at lunchtime and we would have a discussion and it was awesome. I miss that. I'm not normally a person that's like, ooh, I want to do a book club. But if you get the right group of people, it's actually kind of interesting. And if you have people that really want to talk about it and debate it and challenge it and whatnot, it gets kind of interesting.
That's awesome.
Try that, you know.
I like it. And then back to where we were going. So again, for all of you listening, whether you're in a transitional state right now or not, wherever you are, we're just giving you another tool to add to your kit. That one of the questions I ask Donna of any new coaching client I'm considering onboarding, they fill out a questionnaire for me. And one of the questions I ask on the questionnaire is, what are you currently growing or developing? Personally and professionally, and they get to answer that, whatever that means to them. But that's me kind of saying, I want to know that you're not idle or stagnant. I want to know what they're doing, because that will tell me if they're going to be active in the coaching process too.
Those are hard questions sometimes.
And you did that one time. I sent you that and had you fill that out. And they are meant to just kind of get you ruminating and percolating. So I think we've covered this pretty well. I'm going to turn to you to land this plane today.
So I
an Air Force plane. We're going to land an Air
we're
Force
gonna, Yeah, since Ryan, you've been talking about the Navy. Air Force One. So I actually was kind of flipping through and I found this quote. We're on quotes a lot lately. And it actually made me think of my dad. So I'll read you the quote. The quote is from Maya Angelou, which is, do the best you can until you're better. Then when you know better, do better. So I was telling Jay this in our pre-talk that, I think I was going to college. No, I was joining the military actually. And my dad said, you're going to meet a lot of people that have a lot of experience. And he was saying this because I kind of one of those fiery personalities.
No,
I was going to go conquer the world like in 30 what? Seconds. Right. So he was giving me this advice to be like, easy there, tiger. And so he said, you're going to meet all these people with all experience because watch them. And he goes, and if you see something that they're doing, that's doing good, you do it. Mm. And he goes, eventually you're going to be doing that better. And then you're going to find somebody else that might be doing it even better. Do it like them. And eventually you're going to be the one doing it the best.
What I heard inside of that is people do what people see. We can say anything we want, but if our actions aren't congruent with what we're saying, or if our words aren't congruent with action on the back end of it, then, you know, there's no congruence. So when I hear you say that, that's what I think of.
Yeah. Yeah.
I so like that a lot.
It was just kind of interesting. So yeah, that's my wrap up. Do you have anything else before
I think it's good. I hope they take something away from this. It is, again, a little bit the standard path that someone might expect tuning into this podcast.
So, all right. Well, I think that's all we have for today. And on behalf of Jay and myself, we are very, very thankful to have you guys with us and sharing time and space with us. So from Beyond the Front Line, you guys have a great, great rest of the week.
Take care, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Beyond the Front Line, a podcast of Coming Home Well. Join us every other Wednesday. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Follow us on Instagram at @ComingHomeWell_BTS or on Twitter at @ComingHomeWell. Thanks again. And until all are home and all are well.